our constitution permits freedom of association, you know, and that the attempt by the military to criminalize freedom of association by arresting this female soldier that simply responded to an emotional act, an act of love from a youth couple, is unacceptable, is condemnable, and it's an act that we must rise collectively as citizens to resist. We must also rise as, to ensure that people can practice what they believe in. People can have feelings for others irrespective of their social status. So this is why I have condemned the arrest and detention of the female officer, you know, and I enjoin all Nigerians to do the same thing, and even the entire civil society in the country should do the same thing.
Akinlabi Sofiat, the soldier that you're talking about, the military says will be penalized for violating military rules and regulations. The military says it's in the laws of the military to punish her for violating their rules. How do you respond to that?
The rule is inconsistent with the provision of the 1999 Constitution as amended. And the Constitution itself, which is the ground norm of our country, has said that any law or any rule or any sub-legislation or by-legislation, whether it be a rule set up by a tribunal, whether it be a rule of a subsidiary legislation like the military is currently now relying on, that is inconsistent with the provisions of the Constitution, that rule or that law shall be rendered null and void to the extent of its inconsistency. And that is what is must currently apply. And the court in several cases, one of the most celebrated, you know, on the issue of freedom of association, is the case of AG Federation versus Atiku Abubakar, where the former vice president was taken to court after he left the then PDP to join ACN to run for presidential office. And the president declared his office vacant. And the court said, no, you cannot do that. He is protected under the freedom of association, as guaranteed the constitution, to freely associate with whoever he likes. And there are plethora of other cases, you know, and the facts in this case falls on all fours with the other cases that the courts have severally ruled, that you cannot subvert the provision of freedom of association guaranteed in the constitution on the altar of some laws that are inconsistent with the constitution. So that is my response to that.
But why do you think Ms. Akinlabi Sofiat's human rights have been violated by the military?
Yes, because the express provision of the Constitution is clear. The Constitution says every citizen of Nigeria to interact, to relate with other Nigerians. And marriage, love, all these things fall within the definition of interaction, freedom of association. So by saying that Sofiat cannot interact, cannot love a youth couple because she's a military officer or a police officer, you know, it's a direct violation of the constitution on the ground norm of our country. It's a simple analogy.
Do you think others will take the military to court about this?
Yes, of course. It is the irreducible minimum for how to take the military to court, because when rights of citizens are violated, flagrantly violated, and they do nothing, what we are simply encouraging is that we are encouraging for more violations, so that we are setting the template for violations, continuous violations of people's rights. And this is the barest minimum that she can do to take them to court.
But, Deji, some people are suggesting that by subjecting yourself to the rules, you cannot then violate the rules and claim that the Constitution protects you from doing A or B. That is how they are arguing. How do you respond to those who say that? She knew what she was getting into.
You know that the rules that are made by the military to govern their affairs, they are not more important than the rules governing the affairs of the nation. These laws are reprehensive. They offend doctrines of fairness. They offend doctrines of equity and good conscience, and no reasonable person, you know, can justify these laws.